This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA. Where do we live again?
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Aaron Tippin guy, where does he come from again? I forget.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Okay, that's us. Everyone is going to tell us.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Are we not all born by God's dear grace? Yes.
In an extraordinary place.
Where would that be exactly?
Where the stars and stripes.
Uh-huh. Now I got it.
An eagle fly.
Speaking of which, PetroServe USA is your spot for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. For lunch today, stuffed green peppers or meatloaf. Those are two solid choices.
That is some comfort food right there.
Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. That's West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. 12th Avenue and I-29. Scalloped potatoes with ham. Tater tot hot dish downtown Fargo and MP Avenue. Tacos in Yulin. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. Sherry's been waiting a while here in Bismarck, Matt in Fargo, Brady in Vegas. With questions or comments, let me get Sherry in before our next guest, Rick Santorum, back with us today to talk about all hands on deck in South Dakota to get South Dakota added to the list of states willing to erect a firewall against the federal government with the convention of the states. Sherry, what's on your mind?
I was just wondering why nobody has reported that last Thursday at Wayne Stinson's funeral that they were charging to park in the parking lot on the west side of the Civic Center.
Your question is why nobody's reporting that they were charging?
Well, it was, in my opinion, it was beyond cheesy. It wasn't like a basketball game or rodeo or something like that. It was a funeral. You know, to have somebody sitting in the parking lot charging $5 to park there to go say your final goodbye to somebody is personally disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to your question. I was there. I parked in a different spot. I know it was a super cold day, so there's probably people happy to pay $5, and maybe that's the normal facility fee for parking that limited area there without having to walk across the street further west. I don't know. I know the Bismarck Event Center is super well run. It's a great facility and a great management team there. I don't know to your specific answer what the deal is as far as the charters or the rules or what the city requires, but it's worth asking. Sherry, sure.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let people know, you know, that, like I said, it wasn't like it was a basketball game or a rodeo. It was, you know, something that you're saying goodbye to.
Sure.
They don't do it for weddings when they rent the hall. Why do it for a funeral? It seemed like just because there are going to be so many people there that they decided to make a few bucks.
Yeah, so you're saying there are times they don't do it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the answer. We'll dig into it for you and find out, okay?
Let's say they usually don't. So they used to historically for years had done that, but it's been quite some time where that's been customary. So, yeah, I guess I'm a little surprised to hear about that. Of course, our Agra International will be free parking. So,
and I was just going to say, I've parked there many times for the Agra International and don't recall throwing out $5. But Fargo Dome charges for parking all the time, too. It's a little irritating, you know. That you have to pay for parking, but I think it's just the way these facilities end up financing themselves.
You see what they had to park? They charge for parking at the Super Bowl. Some places are like $4,000 or $5,000 to park at the Super Bowl.
I was at Engelstad Arena this weekend, and there's an area that's privately owned just to the north of Engelstad Arena. $20 to park there. $20.
America, that's capitalism for you. You got the right product. Everybody wants supply demand.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll ask some questions. They're good folks. Bismarck Events there. See if we can get you an answer. Thank you. Rick Santorum is back. He is taking up residence in South Dakota. asking the Senate in South Dakota to seriously consider erecting a firewall against the overreach of the federal government for convention of the states. We had kind of a short chat yesterday, so I want to keep you till the bottom of the hour today, Rick, and just talk a little bit about it. First of all, what's the latest on the effort in South Dakota?
Well, to everyone who contacted their senators yesterday, I appreciate that. They did something called a new term to me called a smokeout, where the committee blocked the consideration of the bill going to the floor, and a member appealed that on the floor of the South Dakota Senate and offered a motion to smoke the bill out of committee. So, they got to the fist and votes to do that. 15 senators stood up and said they wanted to remove the bill from committee. So it is coming to the floor today, but the committee, when they sent it out, under a procedure that requires 18 senators today, it looks like, to have to vote to put the bill on the calendar so they can debate it and possibly pass it. So today is a big day. If you can call your senator in South Dakota and ask them to vote to calendar the bill, to put the bill on the calendar, the legislative calendar, so they can consider it and then hopefully vote it later this week. So lots of activity going on in the South Dakota Senate right now.
For the life of me, I can't understand how this is complicated. It's South Dakota.
It is.
Adding its voice. North Dakota's already there. And again, you got about halfway towards the states necessary for this. This is not an easy process, but it's one more tool to awaken, I think, the federal government to its overreach and to maybe temper things a little bit. If they see this catch fire and more states doing it, I mean, don't you think it would be a deterrent to some of this overreach and the necessary court battles that happen as a result of it? I mean, it could slow the federal government down from its overreach, I think, couldn't it?
There's no question number one, you're right. Just the fact that it's starting to pick up momentum again, and I just got the phone with some people in Pennsylvania. They're hoping to get this done sometime this spring. South Carolina is going to be voting on it very soon. West Virginia will be voting on it on the next week or so to pass it through. So, you know, we're going to get this thing is starting to build up some momentum, and so I'm very, very excited about the prospects of sending a message to Washington that the people have had it. I mean, there's so much anger out there across America about what's going on in Washington. And the beautiful thing about this is the best way to channel that anger. If you want to stop Washington from the authoritarian, you know, coalescing power, trying to make everybody live under their thumb, trying to impose New York and California values on North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota. If there is no chance they're going to fix themselves, there's no chance Republicans and Democrats in Washington are going to turn this ship around. And our founders recognized that. That's why they put this provision in Article 5 of the Constitution that allowed the states to have a convention to propose amendments to limit the power of the federal government. So I look at this as the ultimate exercise of constitutional authority by the people. And they don't get a chance to do that very often, but this is really the opportunity to do it. And I can't think of a better, more important time in our country's history than now to do it.
Brady in Las Vegas, question for Rick Santorum, former Republican senator from Pennsylvania for a lot of time. Great public servant, 95 to 2007 in the House and the Senate, and, of course, also a presidential candidate. Tried to save us from Barack Obama. Brady in Las Vegas for Rick Santorum. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'd like to ask you how you feel about if Ukraine is going to join NATO, or should we just impeach Biden today?
Well, there's just two different questions, but... Yeah, I think there's actually some legitimate grounds to look at impeaching Biden. The one area that I think is the most egregious is what he's done to the southern border of this country. I mean, you're talking about 2 million people a year coming over in or maybe more, you know, coming into this country directly because Joe Biden has invited people in contravention to the law. You know, he's behaved, you know, you want to call about high crimes and misdemeanor? I mean, you know, allowing an invasion of your country, you know, might very well be one of those things. That's something I would look at. As far as Ukraine, I don't see that as an impeachable offense. You know, obviously that's a foreign policy judgment. I, I think he's starting to do some of the right things right now. As far as the Ukraine joining NATO, I think we're way, way too far away from that. I don't see that as something that could happen anytime soon, and not even sure it's a good idea. But it shouldn't be something. This is the point we should take off the table. You can't just unilaterally say we're not going to allow someone who's a bordering nation not to ascend to NATO. But at this point, I would not put that on the table as something that's going to happen anytime soon.
You know, it seems to me that this is another classic example of America not being feared any longer, and also the Biden administration just totally dithering. Like, how do you get to this point?
This wouldn't have happened but for Afghanistan. It wouldn't have happened but for the weakness that Joe Biden exudes every time he gets in front of the camera. It is so clear. I mean, the mainstream media, wants to ignore this, like Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the curtain, they want to ignore it. But the reality is that everybody sees it, and particularly our enemies see it. And this is a real inciter to violence by other countries against.
Yeah, and if you don't think this is all about China and Taiwan, you got to... Another thing coming, more with Rick coming.
If you want to add value to your calves with the bulls you buy, our bulls can do that. At Wilkinson Farm Simmental's 24th Annual Breeding for the Future Production Sale, Wednesday, February 9th. Are you looking for bulls that add pounds yet calve easy? Is the idea of improving the quality of a sizzling steak music to your hungry ears? Do you feel like maternal qualities make the difference? And are you seeking to implement them into your progressive herd? Our breed leading bulls can do all that. This is Aaron Schlinker. You can find the bulls that boost your program from the get-go to the grill at Wilkinson Farm Simmental's 24th Annual Breeding for the Future Production Sale, Wednesday, February 9th at 1 p.m., located at CBarbie's Sale Facility. Check out our videos at DV Auction, updates on Facebook, and additional info at WilkinsonFarmSementals.com.
See you later, production sale.
Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy, and he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com. And join Stinchfield on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. Giveitbacknancy.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You may think that Hovind's the most pickable guy in North Dakota, but let's remember, he's the one that voted for the Build Back Road plan, the first one. Let's remember that he could have done something about this trucking deal. There's a lot of things that him and Kramer could have done a lot of, and you stand there and back him right up. Well, you know what? Maybe he's not such the most perfect pick, because I'm not voting for him. So... They have done nothing in North Dakota but go down there and reap our benefits. That's all they've done. They have done not a thing. So I wouldn't exactly be bragging about he's the most important in North Dakota. And he is if he's in your back pocket, which I'm probably sure he is. So have a good day.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? You can disagree with me on the comments I've made, but to say that I'm in somebody's back pocket is just totally offensive. It suggests that I say what I say for some sort of benefit. Don't do that. Don't question my integrity. I will say again, I'm not sure that I said he's whatever you said, the best and the greatest. You used three different things that I supposedly said about John Hovind, but I believe he's very electable. He's proven that because, again, three terms as governor, and this would be a third term as the Senate, and go back and look at the margin of victory for John Hovind. Now, he has a primary race against someone that is well-known and part of the Bastiat caucus. That's good. I think a primary debate is good for everybody. We'll smoke out those issues. He did not vote for Build Back Broke, and Build Back Broke was killed in part because John Hovind, Kevin Cramer, and a handful of Republicans, Rob Portman from Ohio, got in a room and said, hey, Manchin, hey, Sinema, how about if we give you something that is actually infrastructure so you don't have to vote for that generational theft? That was chess in the middle of an environment in Washington, D.C. when Democrats control the White House, Democrats control the House, Democrats control the Senate, Democrats control the bureaucracy. You don't get everything you want in an environment like that. You can't stop Biden from doing what he's done on trucking regulations. That's just reality. Last thing I'll say, Kev, do you want to trade the North Dakota delegation for the Minnesota delegation?
Gladly. Gladly.
Yeah, okay. So be careful what you wish for. That's all I'm saying. It's my opinion. That's all it is. Back with Rick Santorum, brought to you today by the University of Mary. Life-changing education is waiting for you. Flexible, affordable options offered by the University of Mary. Bachelor's degree, graduate degree, tailor your skills with a certificate credit for your work life. Earn the degree through Mary on your schedule. Find out more at online.umary.edu. And when you're ready to apply, just remember promo code SCOTT, and they waive your application fee. Okay, back with Senator Rick Santorum. What would you say to just on this? We just found out this week that Senator Hovind, John Hovind, is going to have a primary challenge from a former state senator. He's still a state senator, but he's retiring, who is going to run against him in the primary. What would you say about North Dakota's congressional delegation and what conservatives should think about their governance?
Well, first off, let me just say I'm honored to be on a segment sponsored by Viewers at Mary, because that's a great, great institution. So just wanted to give a shout out to them.
They are the best.
On the issue of your delegation, and look, you know, your point about Hovind and others getting in the room with Manchin and Sinema, you know, I understand how people get upset about it. They say, oh, you know, it's terrible. But remember, the vast majority of Republicans, and I'm not talking about Republican senators, the vast majority of Republicans in the country, you know, want more infrastructure projects to improve our roads and bridges, and as well as a whole host of other infrastructure, you know, water, sewer, et cetera. And so it's not something that the public overwhelmingly doesn't want to see happen. And your point that was a chess match is absolutely true. You know, we had many instances when I was in the Senate where you have to give a little bit to stop a lot of bad things from happening. And in this case, what they were giving, look, there were some green projects in there that were really bad. But as you said, elections have consequences. Joe Biden's the president. The Democrats control everything in Washington. And to think you're going to get conservative bills out of there, I don't know what planet you're living on. I think they took lemons and made lemonade, and Joe Biden and Kristen Sinema probably would not have stood up to the filibuster had it not been for them being able to say that they got something done. And very importantly, that they were able to say, look, these folks are willing to be reasonable. If we're reasonable, we're not being reasonable, and I'm not going to go with this. And so having that element of reasonableness gives folks who don't want to be radicals cover when they need it. So I think that was the smart move at the time.
Back to your thanks for the perspective, because I knew you, I was interested in just having been there and done that, what you thought. Back
it's like it's making sausage, and I know to some people this sounds really horrible, but just, you know, you make sausage every day of your life in every one of your relationships. I mean, no, you don't get everything you want, you know, from your boss or from your spouse or from everybody else. You have to work with people, and you have to understand, you know, that there are consequences to actions that were taken that lead you to where you are. The consequence and the actions were the election, and that has consequences to limit your options as to what you can do to continue to keep this government, you know, free, safe, and prosperous. I mean, our country free, safe, and prosperous.
Back to the situation at hand with South Dakota and the convention of the states.
Yeah.
A friend of mine in Rapid City, I asked this morning, like, what is the deal? What do you think is so scaring these guys? And he said, first of all, there's, with that many senators that are Republicans, there's a lot of Republicans that aren't really Republicans in the Senate.
I found that to be the case in states where there are an overwhelming number of Republicans in the legislature.
Right. So, and there's only two Democrats in the whole state Senate in South Dakota, am I right?
Three.
Okay. So this dominated, okay? That's number one. And he said, some on the right fear runaway conventions like the first one in 1787. What is a runaway convention, and how do we prevent it?
Yeah, first off, the 1787 convention, which, by the way, gave us our Constitution, was not a runaway convention. That's just not true. The reality is the states called that convention to review the Articles of Confederation. It failed, and so they called a second convention to actually, you know, take on the idea of putting a constitutional convention to draft a new constitution. This is an Article 5 convention, which is a convention in the Constitution. It's laid out in the Constitution to propose amendments so the states could then be to send to the states for them to be ratified. And these amendments that are proposed by the convention have to get 38 states to ratify any amendment that comes out of it. So the idea that we're going to have, you know, a repeal of the Second Amendment come out of a process where 34 of the 38 state delegations are coming from Republican legislatures, and that the 26 states have to approve any amendment that gets proposed, and then 38 states have to ratify it. I don't know what country you're living in that's going to suggest that anything radical is going to happen. If anything, the criticism, the most legitimate criticism of this process is it's going to be hard to get anything done, because the idea of getting together and proposing amendments that 38 states would ratify is a very high bar. It's going to be very difficult to do. But to me, the point is we should do this. We should have this discussion. We should have this debate. It'll be on national TV. Everyone will be covering it, and we'll bring attention to what the proper role of the federal government is. And
amen. Exactly right. Well, we need that conversation as a country. We'll finish with Rick coming up. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said the Russia-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support. The Democrat governors of Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, and Oregon's health department have set timelines to end their state's school mask mandates for kids. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Because of the dramatic decline in our COVID numbers, effective Monday, March 7th, the statewide school mask mandate will be lifted. This is a huge step back to normalcy.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
My recommendation is that we end the statewide mask mandate. I think this is something we've earned, Connecticut. We've earned it.
Not so fast, says the White House.
Our advice to every school district is to abide by public health guidelines. It continues to be at this point that the CDC is advising that masks can delay, reduce transmission.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Becca, what's on your mind? Home cooking, grab and go convenience awaits at PetroServe USA today. Euland, Minnesota, Glendon, Minnesota, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, 12th Avenue, I-29, West Main, West Fargo, Harwood, Valley City, all locations that have different specials every day off I-94, exit 292 at Valley City, for instance, scalloped potatoes and ham today, beef tips and gravy. But you can go to any of the PetroServe USA locations, two in Bismarck, Mandan, the chicken is
four for four.
Tremendous, the 4 for $4 special, the caramel rolls, the home fresh-baked cookies. I mean, they've got it going right there. Any size fountain pop or coffee and cappuccino is 49 cents today. It's bull sale day tomorrow. Guys, you fired up for this? I'm kind of fired up. My friends, the Wilkins Farm Simmental's great website that has everything you need to know about... They don't have the numbers necessarily this year, but the quality of the bulls, pretty amazing. You see those shining stars in the website? That beef maker? The expressway, the all-in, the red thunder, the hot beef? Just these names. I want that bull. The Rolex, the Oxford, the Solomon, the Atlas, the high-tech, the prime beef, the Zenith. I could go on and on and on. Check them out. Check them out, and it'll be a good day tomorrow. The details of which all are on, as I mentioned, WilkinsonFarmSimmentals.com. But all you need to know is tomorrow, 1 p.m., CB Sale Facility, 4 miles south of the ranch, which is rural Montpelier, North Dakota, okay? And they have everything you need to know right there. Great family, Schlenkers. And Aaron, Randy, the whole family, they're great. WilkinsonFarmSimmentals.com. Back with Rick Santorum. Rick has been a warrior for Convention of the States. South Dakota House passed this. The Senate stuck on it. We're not sure why. We are encouraging you to go to South Dakota, COS, that stands for Convention of the States, .com. And they make everything easy for you. Everything easy for you. You can get a little Convention of the States pocket guide there. You can get the TikTok of what's happening in South Dakota, the procedure and everything. You can get the email addresses for people in the legislature that you can talk to. I've got a text from a listener from Watertown, South Dakota, Rick, and District 5 down there, and suggesting that listeners in District 5 in the Watertown area contact Senator Lee Schoenbach because he was the nemesis of this in committee. Did you connect with him? What is Senator Schoenbach's argument against the Convention of the States?
Yeah, I had a very brief conversation with him and really didn't have an opportunity to engage him. I mean, he's president of the Senate, very busy man, and just sort of ran into him very briefly and You know, we talked about some things, you know, that had nothing to do with COS because he was actually a delegate of mine in 2012. And so we talked a little bit about that, but we really didn't get a chance to talk about COS. And he just said, you know, he's made up his mind. That's pretty much what he said. And you know, look, I respect people who disagree. I don't think the arguments are very compelling on the other side, candidly, but, you know, people are entitled to their opinion. And, you know, we don't need every vote. We just need 18 of them. And, we're within one or two votes from everything I'm being told and, you know, one way or the other. And so every phone call and every little bit of push will help.
And again, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, what these senators are doing is simply saying we'll allow a vote on congressional states.
Vote today.
Yeah.
Today is putting it up. So even if you're not for it, you know, you should be able to say, well, look, we should at least have a debate. You have there was a survey done in South Dakota, I think it was last year, that 72% of South Dakotans supported this. So when you have something that 72% of South Dakotans support, you would think that that every member of the Senate would say, okay, well, it's okay to debate it. I'm not saying you should vote for it, but the idea that you wouldn't put it on the calendar and allow it to be debated for everyone to hear the arguments pro and con doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That's something everybody should vote for.
So today's vote, you're simply saying, please allow a vote. Just let this be debated.
Now it's not allowed to be debated. All you can make the argument is that it should be voted on, but you can't talk about the merits of the bill.
And then, if that happens, and South Dakota senators have a chance to say yes or no, we want to join the House here. South Dakota's in. This isn't even something that goes to the governor. This is all about legislators. Yeah.
Yep. This is the Article 5 says the state legislatures make this determination. So governors do not have to sign. Just like governors, when it comes to ratifying amendments to the Constitution, governors don't have any role in that either.
So, again, and if, in fact, South Dakota senators say, let's debate it today, that's all you're asking, and then they vote on it, and it passes, South Dakota becomes the 18th state, is
18th.
That right?
Yeah, 18th, and they're going to sneak right in front of West Virginia, which I believe next week will be 19th.
And, by the way, North Dakota's already been there. North Dakota's in in the 17 that have passed this so far. And let's, again, talk about
Nebraska. Nebraska's passed it, which is, you know, border South Dakota. And, you know, Wisconsin and the other side of Minnesota's passed it. I mean, all of the South, with the exception of South Carolina and North Carolina, but every other southern state has passed it. That includes Texas, Florida, includes Arizona. So it's not, I mean, if you look at the states and you know, Utah, et cetera. I mean, most of the conservative states that passed it, the ones that are overwhelmingly Republican, and sort of South Dakota sticks out a little bit like a sore thumb as to why is a state that is this heavily Republican not moving this? That's sort of the surprise.
Yeah, well, they're not listening to the South Dakotans there. They're listening to...
That's pretty much what I'm hearing.
Yeah. And so now the other thing I want to get at here is if South Dakota does this, West Virginia does, you get to 19, you're still just a little over halfway of where you need to go. So this debate's going to continue.
We're moving along. A lot of, a lot of this momentum, frankly, is coming from, Joe Biden and what we're seeing going on in Washington, frankly, among Democrats and Republicans. And I think people have finally realized that, you know, this is not going to get better. We were with the filibuster vote coming down to really one or two votes. The idea that we're going to be ruled by a mob, that it's a majoritarian party, you know, any party that gets in is going to just ram through everything they want. And then 4 years later get something completely different and just, you know, you end up like a banana republic. And we need, you know, we need some stability, and the best way to do that is to get power out of Washington.
Texture says, what are Mr. Santorum's thoughts on a secession of the states? America is never coming together again, so we may as well split up into two, three countries before a new civil war destroys the infrastructure.
This is a perfect anecdote to what she is suggesting. Because I'm hearing this more and more, candidly, and it's disturbing. But remember that the country was founded... And it was divided. People think, oh, you know, all 13 colonies, they got along, everybody got together. No, No, they created this constitution to allow for diversity, to allow for, you know, for Georgia to be Georgia and Massachusetts to be Massachusetts. And that is how America worked well. I mean, there are things that are more fundamental, like slavery, that caused a conflict to arise. But in the world today, I the only answer to dividing the country is to allow the country to live with people in California living the way they want to, people in South Dakota living the way they want to. And the only way that happens is if Washington isn't trying to impose California values on South Dakota. Or when a Republican gets in, he's not to try to impose South Dakota values on New York. And the idea is federalism. The idea is if you don't like living in California, unlike 200 years ago, you couldn't pick up and leave. Now you can. It's pretty easy. And if you really don't like it there, you can move. And people are. I mean, people are leaving the state of California. People are leaving the state of New York. They'll vote with their feet. And vice versa. I'm sure there's some people leaving South Dakota, moving to Chicago or whatever the case may be. So we have a system in place that works well. We just have to give it voice. And that is weakening Washington and allowing states to attract people to the kind of life they want to live.
And this has been done. 1789, born the Constitution, folks. So this. And here's my thought. This isn't the end all be all. It's one tool in the toolbox. And the more states that come on board, the more the federal government is going to say, whoa, wait a minute. Now states can decide. They can open this up and they go back and vote. There's all kinds of checkpoints. I'll give you one example. I'm curious what you think about this. The 17th Amendment, that was put in place in 1789 said, correct me if I'm wrong, Rick, you were in this esteemed body of the U.S. Senate, that, in 1789, we will elect senators by the legislature.
So 1789, they put a provision in the Constitution that said that state legislatures would elect senators. The 17th right. Amendment in 1915, I think it was, something like that, repealed that provision.
So
and allowed for the popular election of senators.
And if you want, to me, if you want to change America, you'd go back to how it was originally. You'd say legislators in the state are the bosses of the senators.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, I mean, just encourage you just to do a little Wikipedia search or any kind of search and look at the size of the federal government prior to the 17th Amendment and then after the 17th Amendment. Once senators had to go to the people to get voted on, then they had to start doing things for the folks back home, which means they had to get elected by the people. So they started to vote like the House, which is in order, how do I get voted on? How do I get elected? And as opposed to when you were elected by the state legislature, well, the legislature wanted you to stop the power of the power grab from Washington from the state. So they were the ones that kept Washington small. The Senate kept Washington small because their constituency was the state, not the people. And you're right. I mean, that would fundamentally change it. I don't think we're going to be able to go back to that. Maybe we can educate the public enough to think get them to give up, in a sense, for the people to give up some power in order to stabilize the country. But that's a pretty big ask.
And I think it would be, again, these are the kind of conversations we need to have as Americans. Yep. We need to have this conversation about what has the federal government done? As you say, look at the size of government then, look at it now. Fascinating conversation. Today is crunch time, folks. They need, two more votes, did you say? Three more votes?
Yeah, we think we need one or two more votes right now just to get us over the top.
So, SouthDakotaCOS.com. If you're in South Dakota, find out who your senator is. Send a respectful email. Send a text. Some of them put their cell phones up there. And find their information and just say, please allow a vote. I'm just tired of the federal overreach. It's one more tool in the toolbox to stop this insanity that we're all seeing play out in America. Rick, thanks. We'll check in tomorrow and get an update. Good luck, sir.
Good fortune, Scott. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
One good man right there, Rick Santorum. Who, by the way, you can watch on Newsmax. Yeah, see you, CNN. Bye-bye. Right there over at Newsmax, too. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. A couple updates on some things that have come up on the show today when we come back.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Lauren Hobel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum. Are you fed up with Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and other socialists taking away your freedom, threatening to use the IRS to track your bank transactions, rewriting our nation's history with critical race theory? They think they're smarter and Washington should dictate what's best for you. But South Dakotans can stop this insanity. The Constitution gives state legislatures the power to convene a convention of states to propose term limits and limit federal spending and power. The State House passed this Convention of States resolution, but a handful of senators are now blocking it from getting to the full Senate. The Senate is voting this week to overcome this obstruction and allow the Senate to join 17 other states and pass this resolution. So go to SouthDakotaCOS.com and tell your state senator to stand up to Washington and for your freedom. And pass the Convention of States resolution. That's SouthDakotaCOS.com. Paid for by Convention of States.
brought to you by Powered by Schwann Buick, GMC.com. Hurry before they're gone. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Stop by today. Plus over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, clearly marked price to sell, lots of different makes and models, and of course, Schwann is where your warranty is for a lifetime. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
10 before the top of the hour, let's get all your comments in here as quick as we can. So we'll go to the calls and give me your best 30 seconds or so we can get everybody in. Texter says, I was at the West parking lot at the funeral for Wayne Stenger at the Bismarck Event Center. Law enforcement was parking people. No one was charged. Charlie Jeske from the Bismarck Event Center has confirmed that no one was charged. So, bad info.
Do we know there wasn't a panhandler there, though?
Todd, did you take your $5 parking sign and stuff your pockets to the $5 bills again? Come on. Todd? James in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go. Got to get James to turn his radio down or nothing's going to work. Jim in St. Anthony, go.
Yes. Good morning, Scott. It's morning. The caller that was upset with our delegation. I just want to reach out to him. That reason I voted for Kramer and Hovind is real simple. Not only they are Republicans, but they always do what's right. They never do what's wrong. That's the kind of people they are. But, yeah, they made some mistakes. And sort of touched on that. We don't know what they talk about, behind doors to make deals work. And we're lucky to have them, but please reconsider your decision not to vote for him. The other thing is good news. I don't know if you talked about it, Scott. CNN is gone. Discovery Channel bought him out. And the lead investor with Discovery Channel paid $250,000 alone for Donald Trump's inauguration. The good news for the world is, even though their audience is small here, they're in every major airport. The whole world watches CNN. And now that's all going to change for the better of what the world has been hearing. And on that, I'll leave you and have a great day.
You too, Jim. Thank you. Texter says, Trump made a big stink about all of the Republicans that voted to advance the bill for the infrastructure spending bill and named Hovind and Kramer. So, Scott, show us the proof that Trump will endorse Hovind. It was an opinion. It's not proof. It's an opinion. I know that there was discussions related to an endorsement of John Hovind by Donald Trump. The question was, when would it help Senator Hovind the most? So I know that much of that discussion was going on. And just so you're aware, Senator Hovind and Senator Kramer were not named by President Trump. In fact, Senator Kramer was called by President Trump shortly after the vote and said, help me understand why this makes sense. And the call ended with, I love you, Kevin. Just know that. I love you. I get it. So there's a great bond between Kevin Kramer and Donald Trump, period. There's been a lot of House members named on that infrastructure bill, not so much in the Senate. And again, I think Donald Trump is very wise in sort of how he advocates. He and how he endorses. He doesn't do it unless he realizes my endorsement can help this person win, and my endorsement might not be enough for this person to win. So he's very savvy about it. James in South Dakota. Go ahead, James.
Hello?
Hi, James. Hey. Go ahead, you're up.
Hey, after listening to Rick, I think that brings back to me, we need to bring the Electoral College down to by county in each state to take back our country. So there's 60 Republican counties and 3 Democrats. That the big town can't rule the voting is what I'm seeing.
Kevin's going to implement that tomorrow in Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
Good idea.
Great
Kate.
Idea.
Thank you. Rod and Bismarck, go ahead. Up, you're next. Last call today. Rick, make it good. Rod, rather. Sorry, go, Rod.
Yeah, I was just questioning what's going on with the local U.S. mail. We had last week we got mail on Monday and Saturday, no mail in between. And when you get your mail after 5 days, one little dinky handful, you're kind of wondering what's going on. I know up and down the line around here, it's just on the outlying areas of Bismarck, Well, the mail has been just awful, and when it comes, it can come at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And just kind of wondering, you can't get a hold of anybody at the post office. It's all automated, and they don't take calls. So I was just wondering if somebody could investigate that situation, or if they know and they're listening, let you know what in the world's going on.
All right, text us if you have a similar problem, or if you have found something different than Rod has, or have a solution. 701-237-1590, okay? 701-237-1590. And super producer Chris Larson will check with the postmaster there in Bismarck. We'll share your comment with him, see if we can get you an answer. You ask, we jump. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Kelly Armstrong tomorrow, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. And more on Giving Hearts Day. God bless.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Did you know that your gift on Giving Hearts Day goes directly to the charity? Give now through February 10th and support your neighbors in need.
We're Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.